Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Reach for the Skies, written by Richard Branson and read by Adrian Mulroney. Dedication. This book is dedicated to lost friends and vanished acquaintances, to the aviators and adventurers whose friendship enriched my life and who later paid the ultimate price for their dreams. Prologue. When I was a young boy, we used to spend our summer holidays staying with my Aunt Claire in Norfolk. She was a close friend of Douglas Bader, the Second World War fighter ace who had lost both his legs in a plane crash. We would often go swimming in the mill pond at the bottom of our garden. Douglas would unstrap his legs and haul himself into the water. Seizing my chance, I used to run off with these tin legs and hide them in the rushes by the water's edge. There are few things more thrilling for a small boy than to be chased by a decorated war hero. Even better, I knew I could not be caught. Or so I thought. I was about to learn that years of combat experience are a powerful weapon against horrid little boys. Legs or no legs, victory comes to the pilot who tumbles out of the sun upon his enemy, holding his fire until the last possible second. I ran round the corner of my aunt's mill house and stopped dead, horrified, as this great barrel of a man, growling and gnashing his teeth, bounded towards me on powerful arms. I screamed for help. From her deck chair, Aunt Claire shot me a look that, had it been directed at an aeroplane, would have seen it plummeting into the ground. "Good God, Richard, would you give Douglas back his legs?" If in my life I have associated ideas about ambition and achievement with dreams of flight, it is thanks to Douglas Bader, who used to take my aunt out flying and, true to form, would hurl their plane through all these daring aerobatic manoeuvres. I think he fancied her. With his example before me, one of the great flying aces of the Second World War, was it any wonder that I turned out the way I did, always reaching for the skies? I wasn't the only child of my generation to be inspired by his example and his story. Paul Brickhill's biography of him, Reach for the Sky, later to become a film starring Kenneth Moore, is the classic to which this book pays homage. "Don't listen to anyone who tells you that you can't do this or that," he once said. "That's nonsense." As far back as stories go, pioneers have reached for the skies. In the last 200 years, they have mastered the air and made the modern world possible. Today, they are bringing outer space within our reach. They are inventors and toy makers, amateurs and adventurers, visionaries, dreamers, and, yes, crackpots. Some have called them irresponsible, even dangerous. But I have met many of them. I have worked with them and funded them and flown with them. I admire them and trust them, and I think they and their kind are our future. Some paid the ultimate price for their efforts. Richard Ellis taught me to fly, or tried to. Alex Ritchie, a brilliant engineer, and Steve Fossett, an aviation pioneer, were friends. Fumio Nima was a gallant and charming rival as we strove to balloon across the Pacific. In 2006, I climbed aboard an English Electric Lightning supersonic jet with the South African pilot Dave Stock. We were attempting to break the world vertical speed record, rising from a standstill on the runway to an altitude of 29,000 feet in under 102 seconds. We missed the record by only 2 seconds, and Dave went on pushing the boundaries. In November 2009, at the Overberg Air Show in South Africa, Dave's Lightning failed. Hydraulic malfunction.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?